This is John Batchelor, conversation with good colleague Gene Marks about health care costs for small business, higher and higher and higher. Gene has some ideas, all directions. Here's Gene Marks on the health care costs going up 24, 25, 26, indefinitely. More of this tonight.
I mean, in 2024, there was a 9% increase. In 2025, there was a 9% increase. Now in 2026, I'm hearing like another 6.5 to 9% increase, according to all the people that cover healthcare. It is, healthcare costs continue to go up, and it continues to be, you know, an issue. Again, people say that in this bill, you know, the cut to, you know, health benefits to certain people is gonna weigh heavy. You know that, you know, hospitals are gonna have to make up for the difference. They're gonna have to increase their prices. The insurance companies are gonna have to cover that. Insurance companies I'm seeing now are starting to cover more and more the weight loss drugs, which are great, but they're expensive as well. So, you know, if you're a small employer, it's getting harder and harder to provide health care for your employees, and it's an essential benefit. It, you know, it's super important. So many employers are they're you know, shifting some of these costs down to their employees. Others are trying to figure out ways to self-insure using things like level benefit plans. Others are leaning hard into health reimbursement accounts and health savings accounts as a way to try and offset some of these costs. There are a lot of different things you can do, but the bottom line is that, you know, healthcare is continuing to be a problem, and I think is going to be rising. Whenever you poll small businesses around the country, they always say, oh, you know, demand is one of our biggest issues. Finding and retaining workers is always one of our biggest issues, but creeping up among those big issues is the cost of healthcare.